Chapter 1. And so came a day like no other. The universe was at stake. Something, somewhere in distant space, was wreaking havoc on the very fabric of their dimension, causing aberrations across the universe. Buildings were warping. People were popping in and out of reality. SHIELD began to act. The scientist supreme, Hank Pym, had discovered the cause. An ancient being born from a crack in space and acting on pure instinct was unraveling the universe around it. SHIELD had given it a name, Nexastra Ionova. Pym had seen over space. He had shaken hands with eternity. This was something that he couldn't understand. It was an unusual creature, a gray humanoid with two dark eyes, no visible mouth or fingers. With a wave of its hand, Nexastra could rewrite the stars, recreate people from scratch, make it so you existed as a chicken, but it couldn't control it, and that was a problem. Nick Fury had assembled the best team he could of heroes across the globe and beyond. The Guardians, Avengers, Defenders, anyone that was available. They arrived at the crack in reality, and the battle began. It was brutal. The Heralds of Marvel had given it their all. Spider-Man was out of webbing. Captain Marvel was barely holding on. Standing among the fallen, Star-Lord had a plan. Bruce Banner, fully in his Hulk form, was giving Nexastra all he had. She was starting to crack. They had almost done it. Quill aimed his gun. One small shot in the right place would surely be all they needed. Wolverine dashed forward, his berserker rage blinding him to Quill's aiming. Cyclops, enraged by the mutants that had fallen to Nexastra's rampage, unleashed the strongest beam he could. Deadpool, blurting out an asinine quip, descended down on Nexastra with his katana. Five hits on one target. Nexastra fell. The five had barely a second to register their victory when Ionova split open. Star-Lord stared forward in disbelief. As Nexastra unleashed a beastly death wail, a wave split out of it. Star-Lord tried to duck, but it hit him. He felt himself fly forward and stop suddenly. The crack dissipated around him. But something else took its place. The dimensions around him flickered, as if he'd gone from seeing in two dimensions to three. He saw a man in a cape, lasers blasting from his eyes. Cyclops? He didn't even have time to think as the world folded in on itself more. A monster with a mouth like a flower screamed at him as the world swirled. He saw a suited man in a gunfight in a fancy hotel as a hard-breathing man pointed a red beam sword towards him. A cowled man threw metal bats at a clown. Quill's mind was fogging from what he'd seen. He couldn't even comprehend it fully. Something appeared before him, holding a device. In confused desperation, Quill reached towards him. The gray figure's device made a loud pop, and it all came to an end. The five of them awoke in New York. As they struggled to their feet, they looked around them. The usually bustling street was empty. Banner's rage began to wear off as they looked at each other. Whatever had happened couldn't have been good. Atop a tower, a gray figure smiled grimly at them, staring at his shattered device. Wilson chuckled to himself. His travels had come to a slight hitch. End of chapter.